It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Carlos, once again, do or die for the Mets. Game 6 coming up tonight. I just want to ask you about the response in Game 5 from your offense. To survive, or the way you guys survived, 12 runs. I mean, what does that say about the group right now, despite the fact that their backs are once again against the wall?
Yeah, proud of the group, you know. Not easy, and I feel like we've been in this situation for a long time, and we continue to show up and get the job done. We did it on game five at home. I think that first inning kind of set the tone when they got second and third and they didn't score, and then Pete hits the three-run homer and we get that momentum back and we never stop from there. So this is a special group. They care. They're resilient. It's hard to explain, but special group.
I saw you smile there for a second. How much do you step back and go, this is pretty amazing sometimes how these guys perform in these moments?
Yeah, I think this is something that I'm kind of learning how to do it, and to make sure that I take a step back and kind of realize, like, man, this is unbelievable. Like, this is special, you know. So I'm trying my best to kind of do it, but at the same time, like, I'm managing and trying to stay ahead of the game and trying to slow it down. But yeah, when you see some magic moments, you know, where it was the homer from Lindor in Atlanta, the homer from Pete in Milwaukee, the homer from Lindor again against the Phillies, the bases loaded, Pete's homer the other day. Like, you just got to realize that it's pretty cool, and it's special.
Jumping into this game, it's very unique in a sense that the Dodgers are throwing another bullpen game. Sean Manaea is seeing the Dodgers again for the second time. Let's start with Manaea. How difficult is it, knowing the Dodgers are this good, to try to beat him again one-on-one?
Yeah, it's a game of adjustments. And they saw him 5 days ago or something like that. And Sean's, the one thing that Sean needs to do is just to stick to his strength, you know, and that's attacking hitters, staying on the attack. We know they're going to make some adjustments, but the one thing we cannot do is give them free passes. You know, we've seen it when we're giving extra bases, free outs, they're going to make you pay. So Sean's got to go out there, be himself, attack, stay in the attack, and give us a chance to win a baseball game, and he will.
It's kind of amazing, Manaea's numbers for the season. His strikeout rate in the regular season is the exact same as it is in the playoffs. His ability to limit opponents' batting average is the exact same. How's he been able to carry that over to a very tough part of the year?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's been a grind, you know, especially where he's at physically, mentally. Everything is new for him, you know, throwing that many innings, pitching this late in October, you know. So you got to give him credit because he's putting a lot of work behind the scenes and staying mentally, physically ready to be able to take the baseball and continue to give us a chance to win a baseball game. So pretty impressive. Couldn't be happy for a better guy. Here we are, needing Sean Manaea to give us a chance so we can go to a potential Game 7.
As the game starts to wrap up in a normal game, here come the relievers. Jeremy Barnes is there with the iPad. Okay, here's what he throws. You've got a full slate of bullpenners today. How do you even prep for a game like this?
Yeah, we know they're going to be aggressive. We know that they're going to be shooting their high-leverage guy early in the game. They're going Kopech right away. So we got good hitters. We have to execute. You know, not only we have a good game plan, but we got to go out there and execute. They're going to try to make us chase. We saw that on game five with Flaherty, and we didn't do that, and we have pretty good success. So I'm anticipating the same thing today, and, you know, we'll be ready.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.